Welcome to Extra Extra, presented by VDG Sports. I'm your host, Vince Douglas Gregory. No filter, very censored. I'm going to do some self-promotion here, since I haven't self-promoted in a long time, and you know how much I loathe self-promotion. You know how much I dislike self-promotion. You know my disdain towards self-promotion. One, I communicated with you nonverbal. Two, I just say it so much and so many times. Or three, the fact that I never do it. Never, ever do it. Maybe once every blood moon. Well, it's not self-promotion here. You can follow me on the Twitter machine at Vince D, as in Delta, Gregory. At Vince D. Gregory. If you want to follow me on the Twitter machine, have at it. Have at it. Have a go. Have a go, though. Why don't you? There's some things. Yeah, I'm going to keep it global here. There's some things that I'm just not going to grow out of. I'm okay with that. I'm fine with that. And no, it's not going to be a question of maturity. It's not going to be a question of just doing something out of reaction or what have you. Just insert, excerpt, wham, bam. Thank you. No. That's some things I'm just not going to grow out of because it makes me happy. It makes me feel good. Or it's just something that is just me. Do you. I'ma do me. It's not hurting anybody. It's not hurting anyone. Therefore, I'm just gonna continue doing it, like it or not. Grow out of it, not happening. I'm not gonna ever. Maybe one day, and that'll be the day, you know, the day I grow out of the whole having my sounds loud and singing along to my songs, dancing along to my songs, and making my chest pop to my songs, and doing this in a car and listening and playing my music in the car and just jamming out and just having a good time in the car, just smiling in the car, just dancing in the car, you know, dancing, nothing a little too crazy that you can't do. You can't really do a two-step in the car. So, hey, get your mind right. Get your mind right. I'm not going to change that. I'm not going to give that up. I'm not going to say, it's time for me to grow up. I'm not going to play my music. I'm not going to dance. I'm not going to make my chest pop. And I'm not going to do the things that make me, happy. Why would I agree to terms? Those terms, those conditions. Why would anyone agree to those terms or conditions? See, they were back on you. Better yet, why consider it something that's not good for an adult? Adult with a capital A. And no, this is not somebody that told me and just pointed it out and said, hey, you should stop doing that. If that was the case, why do they make speakers and cars and sounds that go really, really loud? And no, I'm not talking about the thumpers. I'm not talking about the subwoofer sets and all of that. I'm talking about the factory. Because when I purchased my vehicle, I made sure that I had the high quality, top notch sound system that came with the car. See, I might be past the stage of doing it myself. I'm past the stage of doing it myself and creating the perfect acoustic system. Been there, done that, accomplished that feat. Cause hey, you know me, I know nothing about cars. You know me, I know nothing about cars. Even though I like to consider myself an engine expert, even though I like to consider myself a person who knows what's wrong with cars before or when they go wrong. Yeah, I probably haven't explained or brought up this whole time when I created my sound system. You know, I had to open up the car. When I mean open up, I mean I had to take the chassis and do all of those things and follow the instructions and paint by finger, paint by number with the fingers and all that other good stuff that goes along with creativity. Yeah, so I opened up everything and had to make sure the wiring was correct and the wiring was set and that there wasn't anything just leaking out far as sound or hissing, the ohms, everything right. Yeah, I set up my car. I installed top-notch, high-quality speakers, tweeters, and I had a subwoofer set, and then I had an amp strong enough to push everything and definitely not destroy my car. But you know me. You know me when it comes to cars, and yes, there were issues. Yes, there were problems. Yeah, there were occasions where things just didn't go right. One time, I had it set up where everything was just draining my battery. Lesson learned. It only took me a couple days, but the couple days turned into another couple days, about a week. It took me a week to get it straight. It took me a week to figure out what was wrong, what was going on, what was happening, all the bad stuff, and just iron it out. That wasn't the only problem, though. That was the major problem. That was problem number one that I had to deal with. Because, see, it's not that easy where you can just install, you're good to go. There are other little small, minute details that go along with installing your own acoustic system in your vehicle. One, you have to make sure that everything fits properly. Everything is a straight connection, or you have the connectors that's easy and you're not splicing and doing all other kind of stuff yourself. You can do it, but it's best that you already have that part worked out for you. And now, or even then, that shouldn't be a problem unless you want to wing it. That shouldn't be a problem unless you truly, and yes, truly is in air quotes, unless you truly want to do everything by yourself, make everything by yourself, and create everything by yourself. Basically, truly do everything by yourself. If that's the case, go right ahead. Create your own connectors, connections, splices, and all that stuff. I just wanted to be able to mix and match and get the best sounding system in my car without any kind of distortion. I went by the numbers. I went by the numbers at first, and see, I didn't go by my gut instinct. I went with the numbers. The numbers telling me that this tweeter should produce this sound at this range and have this much goodness coming in and out the ear. This much goodness coming in and out the ear, creating this sound, this distance. This is perfect with the dimensions of my vehicle. Then the mid-range is going to be right here on the side doors panel, and it's going to produce and put out this much goodness. My arms are stretched out far as they can go, like I am giving you a hug. It's going to produce this much goodness. I am good. The back regular four-way speakers is the perfect is the perfect end game. It's the perfect end game for the wholesomely good stuff. The good tunes that's going to be coming out the G-Rod. The good tunes that's going to be coming out the Whip. The good tunes that's going to be coming out the Ghost Rod. Make sure you don't ghost ride the whip. Do not ghost ride the whip. And that's a different story. Not for a different day. Not for a different day. That's just a different story altogether. No matter what they say, no matter what they tell you, please don't ghost ride the whip. Don't ghost ride the whip. Maybe if you're a professional, an expert, then go for it. But you didn't hit that for me. So I'm just going to go with my initial statement. Do not ghost ride the whip. With all this goodness set up, the complete, and you know I like to complete, the complete and top it off is the Woofer set in the back. And I just couldn't have just one subwoofer. I had to get me two. Because two was just going to make the place rock. Two was going to let you know I am coming before I get there. It's like, whoa, what is that? Is that a plane? Is that a train? Is that lightning? Is that thunder? Is that rain? Nah, that's just Vince. That is just Vince. He on his way. He coming. I hear him. You on your way, Vince? I'm on my way. That's what two is letting you know I'm on my way. Two is letting you know I'm on my way or I'm about to leave. And when it was time for me to leave, and when I was leaving, going to work, going to school, and going all the different places, I had to let everybody know I'm leaving, or I had to let everybody know I'm coming. Because if you were doing something that you ain't had no business doing, I was letting you know ahead of time. If you're doing something wrong, you better get right. You're doing something wrong, you better do right. You're doing something wrong, you better do right and get right now, because I am on the way. Or if you plan on doing something wrong, I'm about to go. You plan on doing something wrong, you might can get away with it because I'm about to go. So yeah, I used to get up at a super early, crazy time. And getting up at that super early, crazy time, I just turned everything on and just pop in my music that I'm ready to sing to and make my chest pop to, and just, you know, get my little one dance move on and still be able to, you know, drive and hit the corner and not do any kind of damage because I am driving. When you're driving, you don't want to do any kind of damage. So not doing any kind of damage is definitely the end game and a goal. With that going on, with the music and just jamming, letting you know that I'm leaving, I'm about to go at a super early time. It's like, everything just shaking, rocking like, duh, 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 duh. Oh, that's Vince. He about to leave. We don't have to endure this or hear this for another minute or so. It'll be gone. It's okay. No complaints. Nobody had any complaints and told me that what I was doing bothered them. So I just assume it bothered no one, and they appreciated me letting them know when I was coming or me letting them know when I was leaving. So there was no issues or no worries there. And I would have never had this opportunity. I would have never had this chance if I would have just went with one. If I would have just went with one woofer, subwoofer, then that couldn't have been possible. So I went with two, but I didn't overdo it. Now, it's kind of hard to push 215s. It's hard. It's difficult. Therefore, I just went with 212s. 212s, I'm good. I could have just 212s, I'm good. 212s was perfect. Sound, acoustic sound system is complete. It's complete. Got everything together, hooked up. As I was saying earlier, though, there was a problem, issue with the battery. This is just battery issue. Figured it out in a week. corrected that, but that also highlighted another issue that I was having that I didn't realize until my intuition just kicked in. I was like, wait a minute, something just don't feel right. This sound is so good. This sound feels right, but it's a little bit off. It's almost like, I know you're not supposed to kick it and hang with rats, but just by not kicking it and hanging with rats, you can't kick it and hang with snakes either. You know, snakes hiss, snakes hiss. And that was a small little hiss in my system that I had to get rid of. This is where I like to tell you I got rid of the hiss. This is where I like to tell you that the hiss went away by itself. This is also a point where I like to tell you that the hiss just magically went away. But if I would tell you any of those things, I would not be a truth teller. And I'm a truth teller, and I believe in telling the truth. And I'm just going to keep speaking my truth, even though my truth hurts. The truth hurts sometime, but I'm just going to continue keeping on with the keeping on, because what doesn't kill me make me stronger. And this is going to make me stronger, and it made me stronger. I wasn't able to get rid of the hiss, y'all. I was not able to get rid of the hiss. The hiss just stayed around. It wasn't one of those hisses that was noticeable to anyone else. I noticed it because when I heard it the first time, it just never went away from me. It never went away from me. No matter how loud I had the system, no matter how loud I had the system, there was just a little hiss that was noticeable to me, but no one else really noticed. So I just went with the flow. I'm just going to say, hey, let bygones be bygones. I don't know how to fix this. I done tried everything. I'm not going to ask anybody because I don't want to ask anybody. I want to just say, I did this. I put this together. I'm the music expert. I'm the music genius. Crown me. Crown me king. I wanted to do all that. Granted, the crowning and none of all the other stuff took place, but I did not ask for help, and I did not ask anyone to help me with the hiss, and I did not look up how to fix the hiss, because that hiss was just going to make my vehicle unique. That hiss was going to make my system unique. You got to have your signature. Everybody got their signature. Producers got their signature. Singers got their signature. Rappers got their signature. Country music singers got their signature. Every musical artist, every musical group has a signature. You don't even have to sing or dance. You can just play piano. You can do something. You have your signature. You have something that makes you unique. You have something that makes you different. And what made me different, I had a special hiss in my system. I had a special hiss in my system that I knew, and I just went with it. I just said, hey, these are the cards that I'm dealt, and I'm going to play them. These are the cards that I was dealt, and I am going to play them. So I played them. And I didn't necessarily have to do that and build my own acoustic system anymore, because when I just went and got my whip, my G-Rod, I just said, hey, I want a vehicle made, or I want a vehicle here, or I want a vehicle with the best sound system in it already. I want something. This was after, by the way, that I wasn't able to get my first choice vehicle when I ended up with my second choice. Or maybe even third choice. I can't remember. This is a spot where I'm just blocking out. I can recall. I just choose not to. So we're going to go with second or third choice. Definitely was not first choice. So after all of that's been, all of that's been taken care of, when I've accepted rejection, I accepted failure. Next, I got to have the system. I got to have a system. Make it so. And by golly gee willy. Yeah, I just always wanted to say that. I was able to get my system. Subwoofers already built in the car, because that's how the car came. Tweeters already built in the car, because that's how the car came. And it's not just the factory stuff. It is the upper echelon. good stuff, the good kind, the kind where they say, hey, this is tested in different spots. This is tested in different places in the car, and it is magical. It has been determined that all the sounds and all the signatures are the same. You're going to get the same goodness all over. All you have to do is just adjust to your liking. Adjust to your liking. I'm not going to give that up anytime soon. Long as I can go and get something that's already installed. The good kind, not the factory kind. The kind they tell you that is good, that's not really good. No, 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 no. I'm talking about the good kind, the upper echelon kind where you can just like push the edge to make you feel like you put it together yourself, but you know you didn't put it together yourself. But it's cool. It's all right. But it's cool. It's all right. You didn't put it together yourself, but you still doing what you do and you're not giving it away. You're still doing what you do and you're not giving it up. You're still doing what you do and it's all that you know. NFL, you know I'm not coming for you, but yet you know I'm going to address this issue. You know that I got to talk about and say some things of what happened. You know I'm not going to let it slide. I wish I could let it slide. I wish I could just ignore. I wish I could just turn and not watch. But even when I don't watch or even when I don't pay attention, it comes back around to me. It comes back around to me what's taking place. And no, I'm not even talking about what happened in a game. Wait a minute. I am. I'm not talking about like the play on the field. Wait a minute. I am. I'm not talking about the scoreboard. There we go. I'm not talking about the score. I'm not talking about the tackling. I'm not talking about the passing and all the other stuff that, you know, isn't good. I'm talking about fights. Yeah, brawls. How can you control and not have people, fans, going to the game, not being about their life, fans going to the game, not just throwing a haymaker and clocking and knocking other people out and making them hurt and making them feel pain and making them feel bad when your players on the field are doing it to themselves. Your players on the field are doing it to themselves and just throwing haymakers, snatching chains, doing all kinds of things. I would say they don't know any better. And that would be the best answer. However, this ain't the first rodeo. However, this ain't the first time this occurred. Didn't the same thing happen a year ago? A few weeks ago? Months ago? Yeah, I think it's a problem you need to address right after you tell the truth about the CTE.